Okay, Basi Lagani, Tovshin Mem Gimel, Ois Gimel. And these booklets on page Chav Zayin. So until now, the Rebbe is explaining that in order to fulfill the shlichus of winning the battle, so the king reveals the oitzes, the treasures, that not only he didn't reveal until now, that nobody was even able to see it. And this is the level of Yiras Shamayim, he says, that is the koyach that a Jew has to overcome all the difficulties in the battle. Okay, and that's how important victory is to the king, because it reaches all the way into the essence of the king. Okay, and that's why the Yidden are called Tzivis Hashem, because they're the army that go out of Golos into Geula. No, during the time of battle. I didn't say until now. During the time of battles, when the king reveals that power. Mavaya in Parakut Gimel. And then he explains in the 13th chapter, which corresponds with this year, in the second time, he states about Elokus, that it's in your matama. It says that Elokus, he quotes in the Zoyan, that Elokus is lemaila, maila, aden ketz, up, up, all the way, no end, and down, 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 no end. He explains in the Maimon, what does it mean, the lamata mata ain't tachus, meaning, shagam lamata mata, even in the lowest down levels, ubeif and ain't tachus, elukus is also revealed in an infinite way, meaning, shem shalamai lamailo ada and ketz, just like Hashem is all the way up there, super holy, the same way elukus is revealed in the essence of Hashem, all the way down to the lowest of levels. What does it mean? Mata mata shunyan ribi amadregis. It's the in tens of thousands of levels. Bishtal shesod, in the way the light revelation comes down. Mi madrega la madrega, from level to level, until it comes even to the elemis of bria yitzir and nasir, which is known as bia. In other words, when you say elokus is revealed all the way down, what are we referring to all the way down? It comes down, all the, who knows how many levels, it comes down in a way of mata, mata, even into the world of Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. And he explains.
As it's evolved, the same as down.
Correct.
It's not spelled the same way. Under
down.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it's not spelled the same way, mata, the way you're saying coming down. And the mata, that Kaddish Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, it is the same spelling in Hebrew, but it means different. There's mata and there's mata. Not only does it come down into the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Sia, but even in those worlds, it comes down to who knows how many infinite concealments. To the extent, in other words, not only does Elokus come all the way down, it comes down to a level that can even make evil exist. That's how concealed it is. That's mata mata. Klipa v'sitrach va'ad, to the extent of the worst klipa. The klipa is pari, to the klipa of pari. Like it's mentioned in our parsha, the parsha is before, that pari said, li ya'erim ani asesini. Denial is mine and I made myself. In other words, such a klipa that he denied the existence of Hashem completely. Yesh lahaysif, and he can add, so it is also in the behavior of a person. He says like this, Elokus starts coming down, and once it starts coming down, it keeps going down to such a low level that even evil exists that deny the existence of godliness completely, like Pari. And he says this exists also in the behavior of a person. Like Rashi says in Chumash, the Rebbe doesn't quote it, but the Rebbe explains it. He says that the Yetzer Hara doesn't come over to a religious Jew and says, go worship idols, because he's going to throw them out. He says, turn a little here, turn a little here, and then tells them, eventually, Echaved Aveda Zara. So the Rebbe says, that same thing in Hanogos of the person. Shatchol es Yedidom Inyan Shel Shita. First you do shtus. What's the shtus? Turning. Listen, if you're going in a straight path and you go a drop off, a drop off. But when you keep going, it's going to go like this. You're going to end up somewhere. So you start off with a little break, so to speak, a little crack. But the crack keeps going. And then the person comes even lower. He becomes absorbed and swallowed in the taiva temptations, taiva set, permissible taiva. And then it goes, lamata yesed, taiva shem heipacha heter, thing which have forbidden pleasures. In other words, Alter Rebbe says, the way it is in Elokus, that's why it is like that in people. In Elokus, Elokus has a level of tzimtzum, from maila, maila adin ketz. Now it comes on mata, mata adin tachlis. What does mata mata mean? In the worlds of B'ri Yetzir and Asiyah, which are already worlds of Yeshmiyat. One second. And even in that, it keeps coming down, even to a level of klipa, to the extent of klipa of pari. So he said, because like that is the same way by a person. You turn off a drop, mommy, you make a little crack in the wall, and the crack keeps getting bigger. To the extent you start doing permissible temptations, and then that leads you to forbidden temptations. We don't fast.
No, we fast for the crack
of the wall. Oh, we pray the yeah. What did you want? No, it refers to the level of Elokus. Not talking about Neshama here. And even in that, it becomes many different levels. First, he does it. Now he's saying, even in evil itself, you could do forbidden things, but even that, there's levels. For beginning, you still do it because, you know, you enjoy it. Then it gets nasim meir rachman l'sam v'yisir l'hachis. Then he does it to spite, which is much worse. Doing something nebuch is sin because, okay, you have a strong yetzahara, you have a desire to do it, is one thing. But then it gets to a point, you do it just to spite. Just like the Pasuk says, the world Hashem put into the heart of a person, this is the way it works in the chain of the world. In addition to the holy olimus, you have the descent into the worldly worlds, the evil worlds. And that you have many levels. First you have klipas nega, which is neutral level of evil. And then you have gimel klipas shelamata mimano. Then you have the three lower klipa. And then you have gufa yashnim kama madreg. Even in evil, there's different levels. Adla klipa deli yevani asisini, which is merida b'melech malchim lochem kodesh baruch, which is a complete rebellious in Elokus. Okay, so far the Rebbe is explaining, this is the easy part. Mata mata in tachlis means Elokus is revealed in the lowest of lowest levels. What is this mata mata level? So he explains, number one, it refers to the world of B'ri Yetzir and Asiyah. And then in that itself, in the level of Klipa, and in that itself, to lower, 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 all the way down to the extent, the worst possible level of total evil. He doesn't even do it for because he enjoys it. You know, I don't want to hurt you, but I just enjoy it. Then the guy says, I want to rebel against Hashem, like Pari did. So it's a rebellion against the essence of Hashem. And in that mata mata is where Elokus is revealed. Elokus is revealed, maila maila and ketz, and mata mata and tachlis. In one room, Chochma Vatzilis, and this ultimate level of klipa. Chassidus explained, my mother explained, it's taka, a wondrous thing in itself, how Chochma Vatzilus, Moshe Rabbeinu, communicated directly with Pari. Think about it, it's that. Yeah, but who communicated the first time? Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Okay. Amnon, the Indians that Tzaruch Lahavin, we need to understand this thing itself. Mao atam, if you would have been by the class Monday night, you would have heard it. Ma atam shebebir inyad mata mata din tachlis. In the explanation of mata mata din tachlis, But the Rebbe is asking a question now. In this, there's Maila, Maila, Adin Ketz, okay? All the way up. And then there's all the way down. So the Rebbe asking, we need to understand, in the level of Mata, Mata, Adin Tachlis, down, 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 to no end, there's a lot of explanations, a lot of details. Until we find an Eitz Chaim from the Arizal, at the close to the end of Eitz Chaim, Shnei Sha'arim, there's two whole gates, you know, two arid chapters, so to speak. A Mevayim Proti Adregas, the Mata Mata, that explains this concept of Mata Mata, Adadarga Tachtaina, which are called Klippas. And even that is in the Zayar. Especially in the Pasha Pekude, it says over the Arichas Gdela, the Kama Proti Proti Protim, Eidus Ein Tachas Sheba Mata Mata. So the Rebbe is asking, why is it that Maila Maila and Kester isn't that much discussion in Kabbalah and Zayah and all that? But Mata Mata, there is an abundance of discussion about it. Like, why? So Mamish talks about things, of Kedusha, total evil. In other words, Kedusha is bittul. So total evil is complete lack of bittul. Now, complete lack of bittul could be, yes, you told me to do something, I respect you, I know you, you know this, but I have a yetzer, I want to do it. The lowest level is when you deny your existence. Deny the one, the thing that gives you existence. And as Rebbe is going to explain, Pare says, I may denial that it's all me, yeah? Yaakov Avinu gave him the bracha that denial should come up to him. What was the bracha Yaakov Avinu blessed Pare? That whenever you go to the Nile will rise up and irrigate the whole El Eretz Mitzrayim. And he knew that. This is the worst thing. He knew that Yaakov Avinu gave him a bracha that the Nile will irrigate the whole El Eretz Mitzrayim. And yet he comes and denies the existence. He says, it's me. That's the worst level of klipa. He said, Lo Yadaitis Hashem. But yet, Pari himself said, or the Chacham said, Etzba Elokim hi. It's the finger of God. He did say, Etzba Elokim hi.
Pari said that.
And in fact, Pari said, or the Chacham, the same thing. They said, they told Etzba Elokim is by the plagues. He said, it's the finger of God, because they couldn't produce it in the black magic. But there's another pasuk before that. When Yosef was called to interpret Pari's dream, Pari said, I heard that you interpret dreams. Yeah? So what did Yosef tell him? Elokim ya'anesh shlom Pari. Elokim, it's not me, it's God. But he said again, Elokim. So Chassidus explains, Pari himself knew of Elokim.
He knew.
He knew. He himself said, Etzba Elokim hi. It's the finger of Hashem. Yosef said to him, Elokim Yanushim Pari. It's not me, it's Elokim. So Chassidus explains, Pari didn't say Leyadaitis Elokim. Pari said Leyadaitis Havaya. Meaning, Elokim represents the natural level of Elokus, where Elokus comes into the world. That Pari knew. Pari knew there's a level of Elokus that gives existence to the world. No. That's why Pari said, Lo Yadaitis Havaya. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, Havaya says, go out of Egypt. Pari says, that level of Elokus supernatural, I don't know about. Because that's only by Yidden. So Pari says, Lo Yadaitis Hashem. Lo Yadaitis Hashem, yeah? So, because Elokim, he knew them. But even that, Pari denied even Elokim. He said, it's me.
I thought Sitra had a with Elohim, which above
No, that's what he says. Elohim, when it comes into the world of creation, Bri Yitzir Nasiya, right? It comes down, Tzimtzum after Tzimtzum after Tzimtzum, to a world that you create not only Klipas Noiga, but also shows Klipas Tumeis. So that comes from Elohim.
It's still Elohim.
The way Elohim comes down, lower, concealment. That's why the ultimate anti-God level is diversity, pluralism. This is Hashem Echad. Pluralism is anti, Rishus Haram, the public domain, so to speak. But Elohim is the only name of God which is plural. Right. Nobody had any complaints about him, that.
The argument is that he, even though he knows...
One second, let me just finish this point. So the only name of Hashem which is plural is Elohim. Because pluralism comes from the concealment. Elohim means concealed Elohim. When Elohim keeps getting concealed more, then it comes to a point, the light is so covered with a million blankets, you don't even know there's a light there. You can even come to the denial to say that there's a light there.
Is Elohim
lowest or the lowest? Elohim is that level of godliness that comes into mata rein tachlis. Even though, no, he's going to explain, really, it's the essence of Hashem comes all the way down. What did you want? What's your problem?
Because he denied Elohim, he's in trouble.
Power denied everything. Li Yerev means forget Elohim. There's me. Yes. That's how bad it goes. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to him in Hebrew, Loshon Kodesh. See, if you would have listened to the class Monday night, we discussed the question. Rashi brings down, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak once to Pari, the way I'm telling it to you, and if Pari should explain it, that Pari should understand it. So what was the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu doing it even once? Talking to the walls. Pari didn't understand what he's talking about anyway. Pari didn't know Hebrew. Right? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say it once? And then Aaron explained it. Let Aaron just explain it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to talk to Pari? So the Rebbe explains, because Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the klip of Pari, and that only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do. Moshe Rabbeinu had the koyach to break Pari, to break the klip, and now Aaron could explain it. But if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break the klip, nothing would go in. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the klip of Pari. Huh? Blushing Kodesh, the way Hashem told it to him. That's the way it goes. Okay, so he says, Vine, so the question is, why is there so much explanations and things about mata din tachlis? That the Elokus comes all the way down. So he says, L'chayrav shalem rabir b'zeh, you can explain as follows. Kivin sh'istakul b'raisa bara alma. Hashem looked into Torah and created the world. Isaiah says, therefore, b'chdei sheyochol yisavis kol perotei adagis shadel mazeh, that in order to create all the details of this world, k'fi she'ol b'tzein yisbarach mitzatam komus, that in order, in other words, everything Hashem created in the world, there's a reason for it. The Mishnah says, okay, Hashem didn't create not one thing in vain, right? That means every single drop of water, every single kernel of sand, every single blade of grass, it says, Hashem didn't create one thing in this universe, not earth, by Lama mean in the universe, in vain. Now, why? Only God knows that. There's Tamakamas, there's a hidden reason why he did it. But in order for that to come down in all these Pratim, first it has to look into Torah, meaning Shekol inyanim elu b'chol ha'pratim. U'prati pratim tzrichim liyas b'teiras b'tchil b'teira b'kabbalu chzidus. It has to be first in Teira. In other words, if Hashem created the world through Teira, that means istakul b'raisa, he looked into Teira, u'bara el'olam, he created the world, right? That's Gezeira, by the way. The Medrash says the same thing in different words. The Medrash says that Teira is the blueprints of the world. What do you mean blueprints? When you build a building, so the architect makes the blueprints, and then the contractor looks into the blueprints and makes it according to the blueprints. That's the same thing Gezeira says in different words. Histako b'raisa b'ra alma. So therefore like this, if Teira creates the world, that means everything that exists in the world and every particular detail exists in Teira.
Otherwise
it can't exist. And he says, Amnam inyan zeh gufa, that is savas metzias klipas sayidei zeh shekudsh baruch istakul b'raisa. That means even evil that Hashem created in the world originates from Teira. Because Hashem, and before he created evil, so to speak, looked into Teira. That's what it says. He looked into Teira and created. That means he looked into the Torah, it says, create evil, evil. Hibachdei shatush lemtachas hakavana. To fulfill the ultimate kavana, k'may merazal. Kol ma shabara kodesh baruch hu b'olamei. Everything Hashem created in his world, le'brara ala l'chveide. He created only for his glory. What does that mean? K'teiris ha'Baal Shem Tov. That the Baal Shem Tov says, in the meaning of the Pasuk of Tehillim, Sur mirava asei tov. Right, turn away from evil and do good. What does the Baal Shem Tov say like this? Pasuk simply says in Tehillim, we say Rav Shabbos and Davini, right? Turn away from evil and do good. The Baal Shem Tov interpreted it deeper. Sur mira, turn away from evil. Va'asei, and make the ra into tov. Turn away from evil and make the evil good. In simple English, break evil and transform the evil to good. There's a pasuk also, the Rebbe explains this, it's a pasuk, but in an explanation of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it says, Hashem created the world in the fifth parak. So Hashem created the world with 10 utterances. He could have created it with one. So he says, why did he create it with 10? To punish the Rishoyim that destroy the world which was created with 10 utterances instead of one, and to reward the Tzaddikim. In other words, listen to this. So Hashem said, because the Rasha destroys the world by doing evil, so therefore, if the world was only set for $1, okay, but now he destroyed the world, it was bought for $10. 10 utterances, yeah? So it's much worse, yeah? So the question is, if the world's only worth $1, so why did he pay 10? I mean, so you can't say it cost $1, you were a fool and paid 10, so therefore when the guy breaks it, he has to pay you $10? No, he has to pay you $1. That's what it's worth. Are you paid 10? It's your problem. What is that? So that, and b'chlal, why does it begin? The Mishnah says to punish the Rishayim and to reward the Tzaddikim. You don't start off with punishment. You start off with Tzaddikim and then also to punish the Rishayim. So Rebbe explains in the Mishnah what the Pasuk says. Kopo al Hashem lemaneu. Whatever Hashem did, kopo al Hashem, every pu'ul Hashem did lemaneu for himself. V'gam rasha li'emra, and also rasha for an evil day. For a bad day. So what does it mean? So the meaning of the pasuk is like this. Everything Hashem made was for himself. V'gam rasha. Why did Hashem make a rasha? L'yayim ra. To transform evil into day. Day means elukush, shining, not darkness. V'gam rasha. Why did Hashem make a rasha? L'yayim ra. That he should transform ra into yayim. So the Baal Shem Tov said the same thing. Sur mira, turn away from evil, And more than just turning away from evil. V'aseh, make the ra into teif. By the way, just in passing, we mentioned this many times, there are two maimarim a year that the Rebbe would mention all the Rebbeim. In fact, in the first maimar, the Rebbe said, Basi Lagani, the Rebbe mentioned each Rebbe like 3-4 times, but he started only from the Alter Rebbe through all the Rebbeim. In the second maimar, Shevis Beganim, and the Rebbe said that in the Sikh, then he didn't mention the Baal Shem Tev and the Magid. So starting from that second maimar, the Rebbe said, any time was twice a year, Yud Shvat and Rosh Hashanah maimar, the Rebbe mentioned every all the Rebbeim, starting from the Baal Shem Tev, Magid, Alter Rebbe, all the Rebbeim. Not necessarily in order. Not necessarily in order.
Why not the other preceding?
No, because he's speaking about the founding of Chassidus started with the Baal Shem Tov. And all the seven. In the end, the Rebbe started adding his father too. And it's interesting, the Rebbe used to give out two letters a year, two Mechtav Kloli, all the years. Erev before Rosh Hashanah and before Pesach. Okay, with footnotes in it. Then it ended up to become two Pesach and two Rosh Hashanah's, you know, letters. But all those general letters of the Rebbe that the Rebbe wrote in the footnotes was in the Baal Shem Tov, Magid, Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe, all the Rebbeim. It's known. I mean, it's known. The Rebbe didn't say I did it, but it's known. You saw that the Rebbe mentioned, and then the later years he even mentioned his father in the letters and in the Maimarim, which was a big thing. So in this moment, so now that I've said the Baal Shem Tov, beginning this paragraph, Teres and Magid, not necessarily in order, but all the Rebbeim and the Magid and Baal Shem Tov and Magid were mentioned in Rosh Hashanah Maimer and Yud Shvat Maimer.
That was done in order to pull out their energy.
Bring down
energy.
I don't know why that's not, that's Rebbe's business, but I'm just saying he mentioned all the Rebbeim. Okay, so what does the Baal Shem Tov say? Sheyas Meirateiv. You should make from evil into good. Haino masha kosev sur meira. In other words, this that it says, turn away from evil, that's only at the beginning. Then the ultimate is make evil into good, which in our language is called iskafia v'ishapcha, breaking evil and transforming evil. Breaking evil is not doing it. And transforming it is making the evil into good, making darkness into light. In other words, take the energy of a bad habit and transform it to energy of doing good.
Give an example.
Instead of loving a cake and ice cream and this, you love a locus. Yeah, that you don't love that anymore, you only love this. That's the transformation. So what? I can love physical and I can transform myself to love spiritual.
How about eating then? And eating a cake and ice cream by Siddur Rahman?
That's cheating a little bit.
Yeah,
you elevate it a little bit. Come on, but that's not what he's talking about. He's not saying not to eat, you know what I mean? But he's saying that the energy I have... Okay, there are many people that are very energetic, wild...
Like this.
I didn't say it. I mean, I'm not disagreeing, but I didn't say it. Anyway, you have kids that have a lot of energy, yeah? And they're always getting into trouble. Well, there are such creatures. So take that energy and channel it into doing good. Many times, that's it. You know, wilder kids are very successful later on because they have this energy within them, but instead of taking it negative, you transform it into positive.
Channel,
right. Channel, yeah.
Oh,